Fantasy Football Winners. For winners. For winners.
Before jumping into today's podcast, very quickly, tomorrow will be the final episode of this first season of the Fantasy Football for Winners podcast. Thank you for listening. Thanks to those who have reviewed it. I'm grateful for that. If you have not reviewed it and would like to, you can just click on stars, any number of stars you want from 1 to 5. Maybe you can click 0 if you really hate it. I don't know if they allow 0. Someone can let me know. But hopefully no one will let me know. 5 would be wonderful if you think it's merited. Today, I want to talk briefly about running backs. They are the most interesting position, and I thought for this second-to-last episode of the season, that should be the theme, and one of my favorite themes, which is consistent results. Consistent fantasy results, actionable results, things that you can hang your hat on and say, oh, yeah, because this happened, we are very confident that that will happen. It started for me with the blog that I, been doing for years. I've been doing it for a while, and then I started doing data analytics. And the first big thing I talked about with my data analytics was the summer of 2020, when Christian McCaffrey was the consensus number one overall draft pick. And I said, no, my research shows he had over 400 touches last year. This is not going to go well. Next season, in all likelihood, and I would fade him. And I remember people really pushing back hard on that. And I welcomed all of the criticism, and I basically just said, "We'll see at the end of the season. That's how we'll know who's right and wrong. We're not going to be able to litigate it right now. We'll figure it out at the end." And it turned out Christian McCaffrey injuries, poor play. Basically, 81% drop statistically in terms of fantasy production from year to year was nowhere close to number one overall. Then the next year, 2021, it was Derrick Henry coming off a 418 touch season. He was entering, I think it was his age 27 season. And I looked at my spreadsheet. And I told everyone, you got to fade him. He was, I think, preseason ranked second or third or something like that. Got knocked out for the season effectively week 8 or week 9. Fast forward to 2024. 2024. Christian McCaffrey. It was coming off a 417 touch campaign. And I said, once again, you have to fade him. People said, that's ridiculous, BJ. He's going to be great. Crushed it last year. He's playing for the Niners. He's going to crush it again. And my attitude was, the data shows, and I remember writing this, that there are 25 guys who have done what he did last season at his age, and 23 of them historically have done worse the next season. That's 92%. And the two that did better were only incrementally a few points better. Most did much worse. And so even though he was viewed as an elite preseason fantasy running back, I made the point of, no, you fade him if you agree with me. If you don't agree with me, take him. Those who drafted him really got crushed for obvious reasons. Those who faded him avoided a huge mistake. That brings us to this past summer. I did several podcast episodes and several blog posts sounding the alarm about Saquon Barkley. Saquon Barkley was the preseason overall number 3 fantasy player. He was the RB2 in terms of right behind Bijan Robinson. But this was, he was automatic. He also was coming off a season where he had about 480-something touches, which was more than Christian McCaffrey before him, both Christian McCaffrey seasons, and more than Derrick Henry. It was more than just about anyone else has done. There's only a handful of running backs in history who had as many touches as he had. it was inconceivable that he was going to meet or exceed expectations. And the drop would probably be pretty significant, because that's how it usually is. Once again, some pushback, but not as much, I gotta say. There was a little more, he was right about Christian McCaffrey both those times, right about Derrick Henry. It's tough to, you don't want to fake Saquon Barkley after what he did last year, but those of you who did avoided a big mistake. It is not to say that Saquon Barkley hasn't been good. He has been good. He is currently the overall RB13, I think he is, 12 or 13, and is the RB9 in fantasy points per game. He has come on pretty strong up until last week, which is a killer, but he had about 50 or so fantasy points in the three-week fantasy playoffs. That's terrific. That was the best stretch he's had all year. Now, in my rankings, I didn't have him terribly. I had him, I think, as the RB5 or RB6 instead of the RB2. My point was he would regress. I thought his regression would be probably about 15 to 20% or so, and he would still be very good because the previous year he had over 350 fantasy points. So you figure he could still get 300 fantasy points. I figured that was realistic, but just not 355 or anything close to that. And by getting only 300, suddenly he's not really the RB2. As it turned out, he did worse than I expected. I thought that he would get more catches, more targets. I thought that that was in the cards in terms of there was a reduction in his receiving game numbers when he joined Philadelphia, but I thought that there would be an uptick in that. There's been a slight uptick, but not enough. The big thing is that his average yards per carry has plummeted. And not to mention his carries have plummeted, but some of that I think was just due to game script and the fact that he was coming off a season where he had about 480 touches. And the Eagles probably understood that if they're going to make another Super Bowl run, they can't do that to him again. This is why this data is so important. No one was drafting Saquon Barkley as a second-round pick because he wasn't around in the second round in any draft. He was the number 3 overall fantasy player, which means generally he was going no later than 4th or 5th in 90-something percent of drafts. I mean, he was basically top 5, and he was consistently top 3 and sometimes number 1 overall. But if you wanted to fade him, all you had to do was just say, I'm not going to take him in the first 5-6 picks, and boom, you don't have to, because someone else will. Going into next season, there might be somebody else who I say, hey, I'm sounding the alarm. This is not just, I'm concerned. It is, no, you fade him, period. You just don't even think about it. You fade him. Of course, I want you to think about it. I don't want anyone to do something just because I tell them, do it, because that's not my personality anyway. But there will be players, at least one, who I will say there is a 90-something percent chance that they're going to have a significant regression. Significant being, usually at least 20%, I call significant regression. And if you're willing to absorb that, then go for it. Draft the number 1, number 2 overall and see how it goes. Christian McCaffrey is going to be one of those guys. I pointed him out before. He has 399 touches. He could have 450 or more when this season is all over, including the playoffs. That is a major, major concern. James Cook, it has 340, and he could realistically hit 400, and that would be deeply concerning if he does that. And Saquon Barkley has 317, which means that there is an outside chance that he could push 375 or more. That would be an insane amount given how much he had last year. That's a combined total of about 850 across 2 years. That's a lot of touches across 2 years. We haven't seen that kind of thing for about, 15, 20 years in the NFL. I might be slightly off on that, but that's more throwback kind of stuff to when you'd have running backs get back-to-back, you know, 420 touch or 430, whatever. That doesn't really happen anymore. So there's a chance that three guys are going to be in the danger zone going into next season. And so be prepared for some podcast episode or post, blog post, or both from me that says every time this happens, there is a big regression. Sometimes it is catastrophic regression. And I don't see this changing anytime soon because the last time someone defied it was too long ago for anyone to even care. That consistently over the past many years, this has been the case. And so we have to trust the fact that there's a reason for it. It's not just coincidence. And I wanted to use my second to last podcast episode to stress that one last time going into the summer. I'm BJ Riddell, Fantasy Football for Winners. Follow me on the blog, email me anytime. See you for the final episode tomorrow. Please, again, leave a review if you have 30 seconds. I would appreciate it. See you tomorrow.